Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Just how far can Old Roy's small lineup carry the Tar Heels? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Not that we're used to it, for sure, but hasn't this basketball season been fun? A rather unlikable team in December and January, the Tar Heels turned quite lovable after Roy Williams finally went small and put his best six players on the court for most of the minutes. I say finally because Roy's decision cannot be minimized. After all, the great majority of his 699 career wins have come as a two-low-post coach, believing his mentor Dean Smith dictum that you need big men to be successful, but they are the slowest to develop. A pipeline of them has to be in place to be good consistently from one season to the next. That's harder now with so many players jumping early to the NBA. Among Desmond Hubert, Joel James, and Bryce Johnson, Williams had to figure one of them would improve enough to give James Michael McAdoo some help down low. But when they didn't, and Carolina lost some ugly games early, the UNC coaching staff faced this decision. Go with the same lineup and risk not even making the NCAA tournament, or go small and see just how many games the team could win in March. And that's exactly where we find our favorite ballers today. A small lineup that can light it up enough to scare Duke and Miami, but still lacking rebounding and inside scoring to beat those better balanced teams. They reached their goal of making the NCAA tournament, but now we'll see how many three-point bombs they can drop and how much gang rebounding they can do against good competition every game. Maybe Reggie and PJ will get hot and stay hot together to beat bigger Villanova and then shock top-seeded Kansas. If so, they could go on to shock the world. Roy was exaggerating the other day when he said they lost four plays to the NBA and everyone expected his team to be better this season. No, but we did expect the Heels to be good enough to at least go big dancing. Williams took the short-term gain, but he showed his long-term strategy hasn't changed when he promised old Roy won't be small forever. This is Archansky. See ya.